meet as friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Morani Maras Ashiyichu Le Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak Reb Shmuel Pinchas Reb Yaakov Tzvi Alexander Zishab and Reb Yosef. And we're going to be learning the Din of Mumer Bnei Noach based on the unbelievable Sefer Shari Tohar of Agon Reb Shmuel Elazar Volk, who is a Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Sirbenu Yitzchak Chanan. This is towards the end of the 8th volume, the last volume, Simen Kuf Chaf. So it should also be Luli Nishmas HaRav Volk, whose Torah is so amazing, and unfortunately his Munachas Bekeren Zovis doesn't get enough attention. The Rambam, in the 10th parak of Vuchos Malachim Malach Gimel Paskins, Benorshin is Gayu Mova Tolba Vakach Rotza Lachzer Meachori Hashem Adios Gertoshev Bilvad Kshayim Mikodem Ein Shomen Lo El Shiyeh Ki Yisrael Lochol Dover Yaharik. So we have a Goy, a Ben Noach, who became a Ger. He did Mila, he did Tvila, and afterwards he wants to stop. He wants to be a Goy again. He wants to go away from Hashem. V'lios ger toshev bilvad. He wants to be merely a ger toshev, as he was earlier. We don't listen to him. Rather, he has to remain a Jew, or he's liable to capital punishment. He's killed. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Gemara in Yevam, stuff in Zainam Beis. Ger Shemol, ger tova v'ola. You have a ger de tevila, he has a din of a Jew. L'may hilchasa, the other bay, if he changes his mind, makadish bas Yisrael, and he marries a Jewish girl, Yisrael mamar kohen bay, we call him an apostate Jew. The kedusha of kedushin, kedushin is good kedushin. And since he's an apostate Jew, v'adem yeshna tachas yadeinu, oye Yisrael chol dvarvo yaharik. If he's an apostate Jew, v'adai, if we have the power, either writes the Kesef Mishnah, either he has to remain a Jew, or Yaharig, or he is eliminated, he's killed. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's very hard to understand this Kesef Mishnah. What does it mean when he says, V'kem the Yisrael Mumeru, V'adem yeshna tachas yadeinu? Since he's a Yisrael like Yisrael Mumer, if he is under our power. Adarab, since he's a Yisrael Gomer, even though he's a Mumer, V'adem he's a din of Yisrael Gomer, V'asra v'edim, V'lechaivo b'vesin rakal dover shubem ischaiv misa. So what does the Kesef Mishnah mean when he says that he's like Yisrael Mumer? And therefore, if we have the power, either he's got to be a Jew or he's killed. Mapitom? Mapitom? What did he do that would be Mechayev him Misa? He's a Jew. In order for a Jew to be Mechayev Misa, you know what he needs to do? He needs to do certain Averus with Edom and Asra. And this bloke didn't do those Averus. We're not giving him a medal for deciding to be a Goy again. But we also don't understand, where do you get Rambam and Kesef Mishnah that he's Chayev Misa? What did he do to be Mechayev himself Misa? Because he doesn't want to be a Jew. He says, I don't like being a Jew. For that he's Chayev Misa? What makes him Chayev Misa for that? L'chora we can say that when the Rambam says Yahareg, it's because he's a Mumer and not Bikaris. And the din of a Mumer and Apikores is Moridin Velo Malin. Avad Esar Chavav Amid Beis. Aval Aminim Vamisaros, the Minim, the heretics, the Mosrim, people who give away Jewish money, the Mumrim, the apostates, Hayu Moridin Velo Malin. They are thrown into the pit and they're not taken out, they're not saved. By the way, obviously this is all lo lamaisa bizmanaze. This is in the olden days. Today things have changed, so we don't carry out this halacha. That goes without saying, but we're just learning the halacha strictly speaking. And then minim and mesaris, the Chazon Ish already says that bizmanaze, there's no clear hashgacha, so it can be malamit chus. Akopanim the minim, the mesaris, ayomaridim below malin. So maybe that's why the Rambam says that if this guy doesn't want to stick with the program, yeharig. Rambam Paskins in the fourth parak of his Vesech, Halacha Yud, Hapikartzen beim Ovdei Avodazara Osa Averis Lahachis Afilo Achal Nevei Lo Vashadnis Lahachis Areza Hapikaris. Hapikaris, who's an Hapikaris? Those who are Ovdei Avodazara, or people who do Averos Lahachis. Even if he eats in a Vela, or he wears Shadnis Lahachis, he's an Hapikaris. And those who are called for Vitara Nevuah, I am mitzvah lahargan. It's a mitzvah to kill such people. Apikarsim, kofrim, heretics, people who wantonly do averis, hachis. Perik yud, mehilchas avodas kochav. That was rotzeach dalad yud, and avodas kochavim yud aleph. The Rambam writes avolam osim v'apikarsim yisrael. Hayadin la'abdom biyad ulhoridan ad ber shachas. Bnei shayim mitzirin liyisrael umisirim esam me'achrei Hashem. The Mosrim and the Apikarsim, the din is to kill them, throw them into the pit, because they are causing tsar to the, they are causing great distress to the Jewish people, and they are Mesirim Samech Hashem, they remove people from God. Ayin Sham and the Lechem Mishnah is Marich B'din Mumer. So this and this we can say that when the Rambam says in Ochs Malachim that Ben Noch was Mizgayer and then he wants to change his mind, he's Nerag Midin Mumer Voya Vodazara Miyisrael. But that's not so clear, because the Rambam says Shehayu Meitzirim LiYisrael UMeitzirim Es'am Me'achrei Hashem. So these really have to be bad dudes who are causing tsar to the Jewish people, and they cause them to go away from God. And in Hochz Malachim it's Mashma, the halacha we started with, that the moment he says I want to be a guy, he's finished. Before he did anything wrong, before he was Meitzir LiYisrael, before he caused them to go away from God. So that is not what the Rambam means. Not only that, but in order to kill the Apikarsim, those deniers of the Torah, the Rambam writes, Perakil Mechus Mamre Malacha Aleph, that it's misparsim shu kofer b'tar shebal peh. It has to be misparsim. So it needs pirsum and chazaka. And also the other ones, it would seem, the Rambam though talks there about mumrin, mosrim. The Rambam writes, perek ches mechus chob lo mazik loch yir aleph. Shasa lo hargo on kein huchzak limsor. So the Rambam here doesn't say anything about Muchzuk. So that would again lead us to conclude that the Rambam here is not talking about this person being Chayav Misa Midin Mumer when he says he doesn't want to be a Jew. So why yes? Why is he yes Chayav Misa? Das is the unser problem, that's our problem we would like to deal with. So the Chora, maybe we can say the Rambam means as follows. The Rambam Paskins in the second paragraph of Chesed Tzeach Halacha Beis, V'chein ha-horeg es atzmoi kol echad me'elu shofich domimu es damchel enav shoseichem edro zorek atzmo. One's not allowed to kill oneself. This is based on a Bereshis Rabbah, Achaz Damchel and Avshaseichem Edrosh. Lavi is a choinek atzma. There he's talking about a Ben Noach who chokes himself. Rambam Hilchos Chovel Lumazik Perkei Aloch Aleph Vosodom Lachbol Bein Batzim Bein Bechaveira. Gemara Bava Kamet Sadi Aleph Amid Beis learns this from Achis Damchel and Afshu Seichem Edrosh. So a goy is not allowed, certainly not a Jew, but even a goy is not allowed to be chovel be'atzmo. Interesting shaila. If a Jew is chovel b'atzmo, is he over in Bal Yosef? Are you not allowed to give more than 39 malchus? If he hit another Jew, you're over on Bal Yosef. Lo Yosef la kosa. What about a Jew hitting himself? The Kopanim Agoy is not allowed to be chovel b'atzmo. That's derived from the pasuk. Tour paskins that this is not lahalacha. The person's rashoy lachbol be'atzmo, but the Rambam and Tosfos argue with him. They held it's aser. We paskin a goy who hits a Jew is chayev misa, Sanhedrin and Tess. Rambam perikud v'chaslach malach avav. The Chiddush Aran and Sanhedrin writes that even if he hits his fellow goy, he's chayev misa. Mishnah Melech in a Sefer Parashas Terachim understands the Dover Pashut based on Midrashim that he brought, that a goy who hits another goy is Pater Mimisa. Again, the Ran says a goy hits another goy. Afilim Hika Akum Chaveiro. If a goy hits another goy, is Chayev Misa. Mishnah Melech says he's Pater Mimisa. It's a Peli to bring the Ran. But then the Ran has to deal with the Midrashim that Ramashmi is not Chayev Misa. According to the Ran, it's Pashat that if he is Chova Ba'atzmo, if he wounds himself, he's Chayv Misa. That's like wounding an Akum, he's an Akum. Lefiza, we can say that if a goy is molat atzmo shelo l'shem geirus, he's chovel b'atzmo and chayev misa. So the Rambam says Eliyak Yisrael chol dover or yehareg, since he changed his mind and before he did milan tefila, so it shows that he didn't mean to do it l'shem geirus. So he's saying that he's an akum nimtza shechovel b'atzmo. Ayde shlucho, and Akum is chayv misa filim harga de shliach, and also be chayv misa fis chova ayde shliach. Bim kenim tziva la acher, la mula la shem geirus, bisman shev kenos la gayer. So this person was telling somebody to be Malmi and he's not really planning to be Jewish. That's a no-no. And therefore the Rambam says this person wants to be a Ger Toshav Kshayim Kodim. What does that mean? It means that he's saying I want to be like I was before the Gerus. I don't want this Gerus to be Chal. He's chayv midin chova b'atzma, or telling somebody to be chovelim. In the Meshech Chochma, in Parashas Vayishlach, he writes in the pasuk the Ma'ase Shechem, Yihargu kol zoch, Refshe ki benoch mitzav shalach bo b'atzma, uksiv es kol damchel enav shesecha medrosh, Achganos l'ashem shvaim lo nisgayrachem lo niskavim l'keiris. Rakachas l'ashem u'gneim v'chob l'batzim shlo k'din. Because you know why b'nei shechem were chayiv? Because they were chob l'batzimam. It was mila shlo k'din. Red Baz in Hochas Melachim writes not like that. But putting that aside, the Meshech Chachma says they were Chol V'Batzim Shelo Kedin. Is still shver because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Malachim that a guy that hits a Jew, you know, he's chayav misa, but he's not nerag bidei adam. So if a guy hits a guy, he's also not nerag. Rambam here says that he's nerag. Why would he be nerag if the problem is the bris mila? However, the chem, this Yisrael that Rav Volk brings earlier says dafka if he hits him pachas mishav aprut, he's not nerag. But if he hits him, the wound causes damage that's worth more than a Sheva Pruta, is Nerag Mitam Gezel. And even Pachas Mishava Pruta, Tzdafka Bakum Sheikah Liyisrael. Mashen Kain, if an Akum hits another Akum, and even Pachas Mishava Pruta would be Nerag. So according to that, it works out what we're saying, because he's Nerag, because he's Molatzmo Shalal Hashem Geiris. But that's all based on the and the and because it's an Akum Shehika Akum. That's all based on the Chemnitz Yisrael. Meir Don Plotsky and earlier on Rav Volk was Doche Dvarav. After all has been said and done, that's definitely not a Pashut understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam makes no mention at all of the Bris Mila, and it's mashma. The problem is that he wants to be Chozer Me'achrei Hashem V'Lios Kegir Toshev. Either he's Ki Yisrael or he's Nerag. So Mashmos is not in the Rambam that the problem is the Bris Mila. There are many, many, many pshatim given in this Rambam as to why this person is killed. Some say it's like Kofalem Har Kigigis. Once he does Milan Tvila, so when the Jews went to Har Sinai, they were told either accept the Torah or not. Like once you get to a certain point, you're forced. Kofalem Har Kigigis, you accept the Torah, good, otherwise I'll drop the mat on your head. So this is also the same inyan. But that's an agadita, to say the Rambam is passing me based on that also seems quite rachok. It's a beautiful mahalach in the Maaseh HaMelech of Rav Diskin. Where he equates between the geiris of a ger toshav and the Geiris of a Ger Tzedek, just a Ger Toshav has to have more, a Ger Tzedek has to have more Kabbalahs and Mitzvahs, a Ger Toshav less. But once you're in that category of doing this Geiris, and afterwards the person's over on one of his Mitzvahs of Ger Toshav, he's Mischayev Misa. I think that's what he says. So to have, now that he doesn't want to be a Jew anymore, so it's the same type of Geiris, so he'll be Chayev Misa for being over on one of his Jewish Mitzvahs. You could be Ma'ayin Sham in Maseches Ksubis in the Sefer Masis Melech. Many other pshatim, numerous other pshatim, to explain this Rambam, why he's killed. But we saw Rav Volk's Mahalach, that it's because Bris Mila is Chol B'Atzmo, and a guy is Chayiv Misa for that. And then in this Simen, in Simen Kuf Chof, in Chelek Ches, now he's Marich after this discussion, and the whole din of a guy being Chovel Ba'atzmo, Chovel Ba'acherim. So That's a very interesting inyan, and he gets into Rodef. So what I hope is that in future shiurim we're able to go more into this and see more nefilos mitaras Hashem. And he gets into din shlotei shmir gedolah meiriyah, and then weiter into ger shechazer lesuro. So we have a lot to learn, sweet friends, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us life, and we should be able to do it. B'simcha b'tuv leivav. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.